You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
It's time to talk Sixers.
Simmons off balance and an incredible bank shot is good.
Here on the broadcast, the official podcast of Sixers.com.
Embiid drives down the lane. He goes in and slams it. Oh, man, what a play by Embiid.
Now, here's today's episode.
Across the pond, the 76ers travels have taken them to the capital city of Britain for the NBA London Game 2018. Coming up on Thursday between the Sixers, which are on a nice roll. They've won four in a row and five out of the last six. And the best team in the Eastern Conference right now, which also happens to be their longtime Atlantic Division nemesis, the Boston Celtics. Brian Seltzer bidding you hello from London, England. Thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast. And as we kick off our Sixers in London series on the podcast for the rest of this week, the first episode is going to take a look at each of the four international members of the Sixers roster. That would be Joel Embiid. That would be Ben Simmons. That would be Dario Saric. And also young Frenchman Timothée Luau-Cabarrot, who we had the opportunity to catch up with for a few minutes before the Sixers held their first practice in London on Tuesday. A reminder that to subscribe to the podcast, you can do so in a couple of ways. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher and type in Sixers Podcast Network. And you can also, of course, go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/Sixers. So we're going to play through some sound bites and also an interview with Timothée Luau-Cabarrot. But before we do that, we'll set the scene a bit. The Sixers got to London early Tuesday morning, local time, as the song by the Talking Heads goes, Dark City, dark in the daytime. And indeed it was. Very gray, overcast, and crisp and cold in the 30s, not quite as chilly and frigid as Philadelphia has been for the better part of the last week and a half, but definitely you could feel it in your bones. It is wintertime in London, England. So the Sixers got to Heathrow a little bit before 9 o'clock local time and then made their way to their hotel, which is in a really nice part of the city, close to a lot of landmarks. Then had a couple hours to relax, unwind, perhaps catch a few Z's before heading over across town to a training complex where the Sixers held their first practice in London. It went about an hour on Tuesday early in the evening. And in between everything, there was a lot going on. There was a junior NBA community outreach event between the Sixers and their Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment cousins from Crystal Palace FC. They joined forces for a clinic at the same place where the Sixers practice. So you had guys like Robert Covington, TJ McConnell, Trevor Booker, and Saric working out dozens of young Londoners through a handful of drills, getting some help from footballers from Crystal Palace FC. And then there was about 30 minutes worth of media availabilities with the international press pool that is gathered in London to cover the London game this year, and also some very familiar faces from the Philadelphia Sixers scene over here as well, which is always awesome to see. And then the Sixers worked out. So why don't we start to cue up a couple sound bites from Tuesday afternoon's media availabilities. And again, we're going to hear from each of the four international members of the 76ers roster. We will begin with Ben Simmons, who talked about getting the feet on the ground here in English soil and getting ready for NBA London Game 2018.
I'm jet lagged right now, so I haven't been to sleep, but it's going to be fun. A new place, a new environment, so it's going to be exciting to, you know, be playing in front of different fans. We want to leave with a win. I think that's the end goal for us, and show the fans, you know, a great game.
Yes, very much a business-like tone being set by Ben Simmons, of course from Australia, as he looks to continue his All-Star bid in 2018, much like his teammate Joel Embiid. Embiid narrowly missed out on an All-Star spot last year, and he hails, of course, from Cameroon. I mean, his star power between his presence on the court and off it, just skyrocketing. And he explained before Tuesday's practice that he takes some pride in being able to have some international background and also then compete on the international stage in a city he loves very much here in London later this week.
I think it's great. It's an opportunity, you know, trying to go to game of basketball overseas. And I think it's a great opportunity, especially me being from out of the States. I think it's always good. And I feel like people feel more connected to that because I'm an international.
How could you not? I mean, it's something different. And the way the game has grown, as Brett Brown said on Tuesday, it's like you have this massive influx of foreign-born players, and that's not changing anytime soon. In some ways, the Sixers roster, a mosaic of that. Dario Saric had extensive professional playing experience in Turkey and Croatia before ultimately coming over to the 76ers. He's a big part of the Croatian national program. His father, a former professional basketball player. And how about this? For the first time ever, Dario's dad is going to have the chance to see him compete in a 76ers uniform on Thursday. And that was something that was on Sharch's mind earlier Tuesday afternoon.
Of course, means a lot for me, you know, like, you know, not just there, like my family. Okay, my mother already visited me and see the NBA game, but like my friends, my family, my close to family friends too. You know, I hear it would be nice for me. I'm a little bit nervous, you know, since I get in that plane for the Euro, for the London. I'm a little bit nervous. Like, I can say, like, positive nervous, you know. I will see that people, you know. I will find the time for them. I will have that game here in London, you know. It's like Europe stage, you know. It's like a little bit different than in the States. But, you know, I will give my best. I will try to pretend this like a usual game.
Yes, Dario Saric's dad, Predrag, along with his mom, Veselinka, two former professional players, and Saric's dad, you probably have heard, played with the iconic Drazen Petrovic back in the day. So a big basketball family. Timotei Luau-Cabarrot, the fourth and final foreign-born player that we'll hear from on the Sixers roster, out of France, and a guy who's just got a great spirit about him, and he grew up really loving the sport of European football, and in particular, the iconic Thierry Henry. Two times the PFA Players Player of the Year, and he was twice a second-place finisher for the FIFA World Player of the Year, a staple of the French national team, and someone who Timotei Luau-Cabarrot just was so into growing up. On Tuesday afternoon before practice, J.J. Redick was taping his podcast with Thierry Henry and worked out a surprise to have TLC go over to the area where the podcast was being taped. TLC had no clue And then, what do you know, a surprise meet-and-greet opportunity between Luau Cabarro and one of his idols. So Tuesday at practice, we had the opportunity to sit down with Timotei Luau Cabarro on what was a very memorable day.
Tim, you had a pretty special experience the first day in London. What was it like to meet Thierry Henry?
It was amazing. Like, it was like a children dream. Like, when I was a kid, I was growing up, I was obviously playing soccer because it's like the main sport in France, and it was really special to meet that player, that guy, because it was my favorite player, and I basically play soccer because of him. I basically like play in the street, play with my friends because of him. I was him. Like, when I was playing soccer, I was him, and I was like shooting the ball like Thierry, dribbling the ball like Thierry, everything like Thierry, and it was really special to meet that guy.
What was it about his game that you liked so much?
Just like being himself. Like, he had so much talent, and like, when I was young, like, just watching him play, I knew every time I was watching him play, I would have fun, and I would like see like or a nice goal, or a nice pass, or a nice dribble, or just like him being on the field. Like, it was just like amazing.
You had no idea that this was happening, right? What was your reaction like? How did it all go down?
I had no idea. And so first, when JJ asked me to do like a podcast, because that's what he asked me first, he was like, "Timmy, can you do a podcast when we get to London with me? Like, I would like to talk with you, interview you, and ask you some questions." And I was like, all right, let's do it. And so I get to the hotel. I was in the lobby for like 20 minutes, drinking coffee and talking with the NBA guys. And like, after 20 minutes, I was like, "All right, can we go now?" And they were like, no, just wait like 2-3 minutes." And I thought they were so respectful from JJ that they didn't want to interrupt him. So I was like, "All right, I'm gonna go." So I went. I just opened the door, and I barely saw that it was Thierry. And I closed the door, and I went right back where I was sitting, and I was like, "Wow." Did you guys knew it was Thierry Henry in there? And they were all laughing and like being amazed at how I was like touched about it. And it was like one of the best like feeling.
What'd you guys talk about?
We didn't really talk much. I mean, like, he asked me how I was, like, because I know he's a big friend of Tony Parker. I talked to him about Tony. We talked about I was just like amazed, so I couldn't really like ask questions. I couldn't like really like think about questions and things, but like, I was just, it just brought me back like 15 years ago when I was a kid and I was playing in the street. That's where it brought me. So I took a picture. I was smiling for 15-20 minutes in the room, and I couldn't just like give a word, so I was just like smiling and like just having fun.
That's awesome. I got two more quick ones for you. Is there a sense of pride you have in being an international player, a European player, having the chance to play now in a regular season basketball game in London? Is there a pride you feel with that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, it's probably like the only time people will see me and the team playing a live game. So it's like I need to, like, it's kind of like I need to show up and like show them, because they don't have the chance to see that and to enjoy it. So yeah.
Take me inside the locker room. You have yourself, you have Dario Saric, you have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, mm-hmm. all four guys from outside the States. What type of feel does that bring to the locker room?
I can't say it's like I'm not alone, but it's kind of like that. Like, I know, like, I have my European guy or my African or Australian guy. Like, you know, like, it's like with Joel, we speak French, obviously. With Dario, we talk about soccer, and with Ben sometimes too. But it's always like nice to to have in the locker room, like, Joel, speak French, like, say something. Like, you know, like, I was talking about Thierry Henry, like, when I right after I met him. And, like, you know, we talked about it before when he was player, how great he was, like, in French. It's always, like, nice to have that.
Good stuff from TLC. Quite the way to begin what should be a special experience in London this week for the NBA London Game 2018. That'll do it for this episode of the podcast. More to come throughout the rest of the week, we hope and expect. So be sure to check your feeds for fresh episodes from now until the Sixers come back home. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.